Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. Please enjoy this classic clip, which is available in full at patreon.com/Steel Wars.
Chris, you are one of the founders of a little social media app called Tinder.
Yes, I am. I had a little something to do with it.
Now, a Star Wars fan inventing a dating app on the internet, you're not really helping the stereotype there, mate.
Well, you know what? Star Wars fans need some love, too. So, I put my thinking cap on, and we all came up with Tinder.
Tell us a bit how you got...
Well, through a very long, convoluted story, it spans from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, all the way from San Francisco to L.A., and we ended up... Tinder was a side project that we had kind of, I don't know, maybe not wanted to do in the first place. Maybe I didn't want to do it in the first place, but I think the other guys wanted to do it. So we put it together. We were doing something else at the time as our main kind of gig. It was me and three other guys. And the other thing kind of petered out a little bit, and Tinder started taking off, so we started doing Tinder full time. And then, you know, it is what it is now. I left... maybe in December of 2013, I was lucky enough to do the design and the branding and like what the interface looks like and all that kind of stuff.
Who decided which way to swipe?
So it was between John Bedeen, who is the iOS developer. We the original Tinder didn't have swiping. It was just buttons. And then we had kind of taken it to some of our friends and said, like, you know, what do you think of this? Like, what would you do? How would you use it? And they kept trying to, like, they saw this, like, stack of cards kind of thing with the people on it. And they were, like, doing the swiping motion, like, I want to see who's next. And so we kind of put our heads together. And the swiping thing was kind of born. So John claims he invented the swipe right. So I say I invented the swipe left. So I got to take a little bit of it, you know.
Always the bridesmaid. Let's go into a bit of Star Wars action, Chris. But what's your first memory of Star Wars?
My first memory of Star Wars. So when I was a kid, after the movies had kind of like, I was born in 1980. So the movies had kind of been out for a little while. And then they would play them on TV. And I remember my grandma used to watch me when I was a little kid. And they would be on TV. And I would hear the theme music, right? And I would start running around the house. And as soon as it was over and the credits would roll, I would start to cry because it was over. And I had no more Star Wars. So, and this is before, like, you know, my parents had like a VHS player and all that kind of stuff. So
that's what I do now when a new teaser ends.
Tears roll. Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
How old would you have been then?
I'm 35 now. So I was born in 80. Jedi came out in 83. So I'd say I was maybe four-ish, because that would have been about the right time for episode 4 to be on TV.
So did you not, I guess, till the special edition, you didn't see him in a theater, or?
My mom says she took me to see Jedi in the theater. I don't remember. It was one of those little too young to remember kind of things, but I was at Star Wars toys growing up as a kid, so I must have enjoyed it.
Oh, and then you would have got them really cheap because that was when they were worth...
I remember bins full of them for 50 cents a piece.
It's insane.
If only, right?
It's like going back in time and investing in Tinder early.
I would literally invent a time machine to invest in Tinder and then buy Star Wars.
I just got memories of... I remember seeing at this one toy shop and they had new Ewoks. And they were $3 and it's like, nah, too expensive. That's too expensive. The other shop's got them for $2.
Right.
And there's this folklore in collecting in Melbourne, in Australia. They have like the Royal Melbourne Show, which is like rides and animal. I think it started as like an animal competition.
Oh, okay.
Like all these cows go to get judged, and then there were some rides, and now it's into rides, and there's concerts there and stuff like that.
Sure.
But they have show bags, right?
Okay. Okay.
And in about 85, they, you know, Star Wars toys, they're worth nothing.
Yeah.
And so for a $5 show bag, Star Wars show bag, you get 6 Power of the Force coined figures.
It's like this weird like feeling in my heart that I just want it so bad.
So I think a few people that, you know, went in and just bought as many as they can did.
Those few, those smart genius few.
But even they would have not got what it was worth.
Right?
Do you know what I mean? Because like there's, you know, like in 85, they're worth $1.
Yeah.
And in 92, they would have been worth maybe $80 or $100.
Yeah.
And now we're just looking through your stuff and you're like going, oh, I need this one, but it's $6,000 or something like that.
Yeah.
That's insane. Which is the one that's super expensive? The Power of the Force coin figure.
The Gamorrean guard.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. He's my centerpiece right now. Yeah. I love them. I love them all. But who had the wherewithal to like, you know what? I'm going to like safely keep these, not take them out of the package. Like, it just seems so odd to me that they survived this long.
It's pioneers in OCD.
Definitely.
That's who did it.
Thank you, mental diseases.
Yeah. But you're Steve Sansweet that was old enough to afford and go, I'm going to buy one to open and one to keep.
Man. I feel it forever tainted my relationship with toys. I've never been able to take a toy out of a package since I was like 10. Since I realized that keeping them in the package would actually make them valuable someday.
Oh, Chris.
I kept all the boxes for everything. So
Chris gave me just a quick tour of his collection, which he has to get display cases for and display properly.
I'm a hoarder.
And he's got this giant Lego TIE fighter. It's amazing. It must be like, I don't know, 2 feet high when you build it.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know. Because it's still in its box.
Well, it's a large box. How about that?
You can't. It's fine. I saw your vintage toys, like the Y-Wing and the Millennium Falcon in the box.
Yeah.
Fine. Vintage toys in a box. Mm-hmm. You can't trap Lego. Did that Lego movie not teach you anything?
Oh, man. I built the Slave One, though.
Yeah, that did look good.
Yeah.
And you got...
Yeah.
You evoked swear words out of me when I saw it.
I literally flew it around my house for a little while. Made the sounds. The seismic charges.
Oh, that is one of the best noises I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
That was so dope. So which character when you were young did you like relate to? Who was your guy? Who was your girl? Who was your droid?
Favorite character, favorite toy, Jedi Luke, all time. Favorite character? I don't know. I feel like I'm a Chewie kind of guy. I really relate to Chewie.
Why is that?
I don't know. He's just a big, lovable, hairy guy. Right?
So you just like yourself.
Yeah. I'm so narcissistic. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like everyone like likes Han. Like, of course, you know, Luke. But I don't know. I feel like I gravitate towards the lesser known. I go for Chewie.
I'm a Luke guy, and I love that you know, when you show me that Jedi Luke on card, that, because that was like when he was just so kick ass,
right?
And he was just like, I saw this meme on the internet a couple of days ago, and it's somehow of a cat, and he looks like he's walking with a strut, like he's on two legs, and the meme says, walked in, kicked ass, walked out or something like that. And that's what it looks like what he's doing.
Yeah.
And that's what Luke does at the start of Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
He just walks in and says, here's the deal.
Right.
And that bit where the backflip to lightsaber grab is...
Oh, I mean, you got to be confident to do that one.
Yeah.
Right? But how naive, because like, was he a Jedi? Do you think he was like, he had attained Jedi status by then? He thought he did.
Not according to Yoda.
No.
He had to face Vader.
Yeah, but he was walking around like he was like Jedi Master.
You seem a little bit angry with him.
how presumptuous, right? You march into Jabba's palace and you're like, you know, trying to pull a Jedi mind trick on him. Come on now.
Why are you being such a dick? It worked.
No, it's cool. It's definitely cool. But like, talk about the power of believing in yourself, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You just go in there. I think I'm a Jedi, therefore I am a Jedi. Whatever.
Let's see if that will work at Comic-Con.
Give me the exclusives.
Yes, please. Please give me the exclusives.
To hear the full episode, along with hundreds of hours of bonus content, I would invite you to check out the Steel Wars Patreon page at patreon.com/Steel Wars. For just $3 a month, you get a dedicated RSS feed that easily pastes into any podcast app you use, sending the complete archives of Steel Wars episodes along with bonus Patreon exclusives like movie commentaries, Q&As, and shows like the Making Steel Wars show, which I make exclusively for Patreon members with Jason Ward of MakingStarWars.net, where we try to find the news behind the news. Plus, you'll get the bonus segments from the call-in shows, which sometimes can be over an hour. And as well as all the bonus content, you get that warm glow that you are supporting this show you listen to each week. The idea behind Patreon is if lots of people chip in a little bit of cash, that content producers such as myself can still keep producing for you guys while still being able to feed our very cute Ewok-looking cats. There's a hungry cat involved in this, guys! As well as some sweet, sweet content. Check out all the super fun tiers and all the shows you're missing out on at patreon.com/Steel Wars. And may that force be with you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.